We left off, we were still learning about Tfilas HaDerech. We are on officially Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, but if we, for those that have the pages of the packet, the Mishnah Berurah, we're on the last page. We've discussed already the halacha about the proper nusach of the bracha, how it's supposed to be Lashon Rabin. We spoke about how whether a person is allowed to say this while they're actually in motion, or if they should stand still. These are some of the things that we were discussing last time. And we also were discussing about, we spent a significant amount of time last time discussing, if let's say you were traveling and you stopped, do you have to then say Tfilas HaDerech again on that next day? So it depends. Certainly if you go to a hotel and you go to sleep, the next morning, everyone holds you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. The second time, even if it's the same trip, but if it's a long trip, you keep saying it every single morning. So let's continue on the last page, and we'll move forward for a few minutes, that which time we have left. Halacha Zayin. It says, Oymer Osah Acher Shehechsek Badarech. A person should say Tfilas HaDerech once they've already taken a stronghold of the road, which means that they've already began their initial right. The Einul Amr El Inkein Yesh Lelelech Parsa. A person should not say Tfilas HaDerech unless at least their journey is a parsa, which says is not that long. It's the amount of time it takes a person to walk in 72 minutes this distance, which is approximately between 3 and about 3 miles, some say between 2.4 and 2.88 miles, not a very long distance of a trip. And then the Mechaber continues and says, Alpachas b'parsal yachtam b'baruch, which sounds like you could still say Tfilas HaDerech, but you just don't say the ending bracha. And the parentheses, according to the words of Rashi, L'chadchil oimer oisa paras rishayin. That was the words of Rashi. Rashi, even though in the Gemara didn't say L'chadchila, it sounded like the Gemara, what Rashi was saying is, if after the first parsi you didn't say it, you lost your opportunity. On this, clearly it's not the case. That's only L'chadchila Rashi what you should say in the first parsa. But after the first parsi you can still say it. You can say this tefillah as long as you're still traveling, provided that you're not within this last few miles of where you're going to stop for the night. From that point, you would say it, but you'd say it without a bracha. So as long as, let's say, you still have another couple hours on your trip, and you say, you know, I didn't say Tfilas HaDerech yet, so you can still say it at any point. So practically speaking, on an airplane, if you didn't say it right away, and you're on a long flight, so you can still say it at in the middle of the flight. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, which will wrap up these halachas and move forward. And if we look at Zion in the Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows: Shehechsek b'derech, what's loymer? Shloyam renu, that you should not say it. Keshadayin hu b'seichair. Shidarba. You should not say it in the city in which you were living in the night before. Av shemeichin atzmo lotzei soderech. Even though you were planning on leaving and you have already gone out of your way to travel, you should not say it while you're still in your city limits. V'ibura shel ir. What is an ibura shel ir? Dehainu shivim amo. Umat yoiser. When it comes little more than 70 amos, which is outside of the city, after all the houses have been complete, within those 70 amos, even though there's no homes within that distance, that's still considered b'seichair. So what you have to do is you have to leave not only your city, but you also have to leave the 70 and I think 2/3 amos away. 18, yeah, right.
Yes, so
it's not a lot. Right, it's not a lot at all. Exactly. And that's also when it comes to the laws of Tchum Shabbos, we apply this as well. Ibur Shel Ir, once you have that distance, then you can't really walk beyond. So even though this in the Tchum Shabbos doesn't mean you can't walk more than 2,000 amos, it's 2,000 amos beyond city limits. And, that's why one of the issues of Tchum Shabbos, you could probably walk here and go pretty far in this direction, but it across the bridge becomes a problem. Right, that's when it becomes a problem. Okay, but this is referring again to Tfilas Haderech, so you have to at least leave your city limits. So I guess if you want to be the way we're discussing, if we're planning on traveling to wherever, to Florida by car, so you don't say Tfilas Haderech in Bell Harbor, but once as you cross the Marine Parkway Bridge before you get onto the belt or whatever you're going to, then you could already say it.
That's why they say on a plane.
Yeah.
You don't say it right away. Wait a little bit.
That's what you said before, because you're within the city limits. That's the idea. Every day we established last time, it should be said, even though it's the same trip, but it can only be said once a day, unless you slept or other things as well. Now this is interesting over here. Look at the Taz. The Taz matir afilu b'soichayir. The Taz says, even if you're within the city limits, Tfilas Haderech can still be recited. From the time that you've already put in your heart and prepared yourself to go. And this is actually, a lot of people like the words of the Taz just for safety reasons. Because once you're in your car and you're driving, once you've already crossed the bridge to pull over and cars are zooming to say Tfilas Haderech.
Well,
they may not know what you're talking about.
There's a machine that says it automatically. Remember? It came with a little. Where is it?
So, what's nice about the Taz, which some people hold like, is that as long as everything is ready to go and you're in your car and you're about to drive off, so you can say Tfilas Haderech with some Yeshiva Das, and then afterwards you can begin your drive. Not everyone holds like this, Taz, but it certainly is worthwhile knowing. Eliyahu Rabba of Prima Gadim, Mishar Achroinim, Cholkin, you see numerous poskim disagree with this opinion. V'eskimu l'chadchil yesh l'zahi shul asa yiskin. L'chadchil is better not to do so. Ach b'di'avad yesh l'smach al devarav. B'di'avad, if you've made a mistake, let's say it that way, then you can be samach al devarav. I don't even think that's how to translate b'di'avad. I literally think b'di'avad also means that if you're traveling by yourself and you do not know the tefillah by heart, that you shouldn't say it on the highway or while you're driving. That's probably worse than b'di'avad. That's already you're putting yourself in a sakana. So a lot of people are saimich on the words of the Taz to say it in a situation, even their b'soich ha'ir, because it's dangerous. If you're a passenger, then you should wait. This is all discussing the initial leaving from one's home. But once you've already slept in a hotel, or you're not in your city, you can say it in the morning. So the whole problem of saying it is only if it's your city where you live. So if you're traveling a 3-day trip to Florida, for example, so the first day you shouldn't say Tfilas Haderech right away because you're leaving from your home. But then you stopped off in a hotel, you can immediately say Tfilas Haderech without any question whatsoever. Okay. If we look at Lamed, it says V'ein l'omra, quoting the words of Muhammad that says you should only say it unless you're traveling a parsa. Shepachos meparsa bekarbel ir ein makum sakanim in a stam. It connects Tfilas Haderech to danger. It says that since it's such a short trip, which is so close to your city, that's not considered a makum sakana. So again, if you read the words, it says when it talks about a parsa, it doesn't mean just traveling 3 miles, but it's shepachos meparsa Bikar of ear from your city, right? So it doesn't start, the parsa doesn't start from where your home is. It's from the time in which you've left your city limits. And therefore, the makum sakana, it's so close to your town, so if you get a flat tire, so you know people, and they'll come and help you out, because it's only a couple miles away. Right. Whatever. Yeah, I guess that too. So you can, you have different people who can help you out. But so therefore, that's not considered makom sakana. So listen to parts so you don't say tefillas haderech. Im lo shemuch sakana shiva oisa makom shu makom sakana. I guess there are certain places that could be quite dangerous that you wouldn't want your car broken down, even though it may only be a couple miles. Right, which is only a few miles from your house. Yesh oz yesh levarech tefillas haderech b'chol gavni. Assuming again that there was no homes. There's a break of a significant amount of homes, then you'd start saying tefillas haderech in that situation. Of course, if there's a whole line of homes, that's all considered b'sleich ha'ir. It's all considered to be like one big city. V'ein chiluv bein hoylech b'svina l'hoylech b'yabasha. He says that there's no distinction between a person who is traveling on a ship or a person is on dry land. Tefillas haderech is going to be said on the same amount of distance.
Every day you got to get up and say tefillas haderech.
Apparently, that's what it sounds like.
No, it's not one trip. You're sleeping. It's not one trip. You're staying sleeping on a boat. You're going to be on a boat for 7-8 days.
I'm sick all day.
I think every.
Walk the drama.
I would. It's a good question. I would imagine there should. You should say.
You said you sleep, so you're definitely sleeping.
I would say so. Even though it's the cruise is not really to get you to point A to point B necessarily. It's just the whole. That's the reason why you're on a cruise.
Right.
It's just for the trip
saying,
itself.
But still, it's a big sakana, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think so. I don't see why you would not say tefillas haderech every day. Well, if he's so it doesn't really make a difference what mode of transportation you're using. And therefore, according to this, gam b'naseya al mesilas habarzel. Also, a person who is traveling on a train. Yesh loy levarich tefillas haderech. Tefillas haderech should also be said. Afil im noiseya rak parsa. Even if you're only making a short little trip on your train, nonetheless tefillas haderech should be said. Afize yesh lezar hilchatchil latekev kishemaschu tzoy levarich tefillas haderech. Birchas tefillas haderech. Since it's such a short trip, you have to make sure to say tefillas haderech right away. Because if you don't say tefillas haderech right away, in a blink of an eye, it'll be less than a parsa to your destination, and then tefillas haderech can no longer be said with a bracha. So therefore, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, on a train, tefillas haderech is recited. Right? And I'm not sure if you can see on the bottom, but I wrote in the name of Rabbi David Ornberg. For some reason, I'm not sure why, but he brings down that you do not say tefillas haderech when you're traveling on a train. I'm not exactly sure the reasoning behind it, but clearly the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you do, that we do not make any distinction, any mode of transportation, boat, train, or otherwise. I guess that would be similar, probably the same thing as a train. Yeah. Okay. And again, you'd have to know where it's going through. If it has to be going, passing a place where there's no homes for a significant amount of time. The Kamosha Kosav HaRamah B'samuch, as the Ramah mentioned nearby, he says really a person should be careful to try to say tefillas haderech within the first leg of the trip. The truth is you can say tefillas haderech the whole way through, provided that you still have a parsa left on your train ride. So therefore it's the same thing obviously on an airplane, as we said, that tefillas haderech, well, it's going to be a longer trip, but you have to be careful because a parsa can be accomplished in a very short amount of time, and therefore, if you have a very, very short trip, then you have to say tefillas haderech, or else you're going to end up losing that opportunity. So those are some of the things that we discussed in tefillas haderech, and now let us conclude the Gemara, which we're up to the Dak on Lamed Amud Aleph, and then maybe we'll see one more piece of Gemara, then we'll stop. My Ika, we're up to the Gemara My Ika, which is about 10 lines from the top on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. What is there? Vein Havinenu with Tefillas Katzaras. So we spoke at great length, Havinenu, in which is an abridged Shemona Esrei, Tefillas Katzara, that an abridged prayer which a person says, Bishas Sakana. So what's the halachic nafkamina between these two Tefillas? So he says there's a couple differences. He says, first of all, when it comes to Havinenu, boy Lutzui Gimel Kamaisa V'Gimel Basraisa, you have to daven the Gimel Kamaisa, the first three, the Gimel Basrais, and the last three, which is referring, of course, to the three brachos. So when it comes to Avinayinu, the only thing that's different is that which is in the middle. The Shmon Esrei, the 13 brachos, in between those 13 brachos we don't say. Instead, we say one long bracha of Havineinu. But the brachos, the first three and the last three, we do not change at all. The Chimatul Beisei, once you go home, Loboy Alamahade Lusli. The person does not have to go back and daven again. And the reason why you don't have to daven again is Rashi says here, let's see the Rashi after we see the next piece of Gemara. So when it comes to Havineinu, you do not have to daven another Shmon Esrei because that's instead of the Shmon Esrei. However, B'tefillah Katsara, when it comes to this abridged tefillah, which we said, the nusach, we saw it also, halacha, what this nusach is, which is very, very short. Generally, a person says this when they're traveling in a dangerous place where there's bandits on the road, which is not the same as Tefillah Sederach. So this Tefillah Katsara, the difference is Tefillah Katsara lo boilusli lo gimel kamaisa lo gimel basraisa. You don't say the brachos before or after. When you go back home, then you do have to daven. Now let's look in the Rashi. Rashi says, any reason why, when it comes to Tefillah Katsara, you have to daven again? Shahari lo hispalo klum mitfilas yurches. Because you did not daven anything from the 18 brachos. However, when it comes to the Havineinu, the first three and the last three brachos are from the Shmon Esrei, and the Havineinu, each small couple words is instead of a paragraph of the Shmon Esrei. So therefore, when it comes to Tefillah Katsara, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. You have to say it, rather, when you get home. When it comes to Havineinu, you don't, because you already were Yotze. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is Havineinu Ma'uma. When it comes to Tefillah Havineinu, it makes sense, stands to reason that a person should be standing, because it's like the Shmon Esrei. Tefillah Katsara bin Ma'uma bin Mahalif. When it comes to Tefillah Katsara, it makes sense for two reasons that you can say it while you're standing still or also even while you're traveling. One logical reason is, as we said, it's not really replacing the Shmon Esrei, so why do you have to stand? And the second reason is that it's in a Makam Sakana, you're in danger. So when you're in Makam Sakana, the last thing you want to do is standing in one place. So therefore, those are the differences between the two. Okay, now let's continue. Now the Gemara continues quoting the words of our Mishnah, which we've seen all the way back in Chaf Chesem Adveiz, that said if a person is traveling, so kind of almost as a segue to what we're learning about Tefillah Sederach, a person is traveling, does a person have to get off to say Tefillah Haderach? So that we already discussed, that Machlokas. And according to our Mishnah, the question is, when it comes to the Shmon Esrei, what is a person supposed to do? In the event that a person is riding chamor. So the Mishnah says, you're to be a spal. You're supposed to get off your donkey and daven. So if you're driving, so you're supposed to pull over, or I guess, get someone else to pull over, and you have to stand up and daven. Then the Mishnah said that at v'im enu yochol leirad, if you cannot get down, yachsos panam. You should turn your face toward your shalayim. And then the Mishnah said, "V'im enu yochel achzer es panav." If you can't even do that, then yichamnes libo k'neged beis kodesh kedushim. If you can't physically put your body in the direction of the beis hamikdash, you can put your brain and your heart in that direction by yichamnes libo. So with that said, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tanurba, ha'yiroichiv al chamor." Person is riding on their animal or they're traveling. Ve'giyaz man tefila. And it has reached the time to daven. So it depends. Im yesh lo, if there is someone, mi shiachayz es chamor, that can hold your donkey, yardo matav yispal, then you should go down, and then you should daven, if you have someone help you out. Pretty much. Vim lav, yeshim im koyim av yispal, then you should sit in your place, and you should daven. Rebbe yomir ben kach, ven kach, yeshim koyim av yispal. Rebbe says it doesn't matter. Even if you can get your friend to hold your donkey for you, you should still, And you can see, when you see the words of Rebbe, where it says the word, the verse Bein is a little vav, which indicates the halacha is like this, that a person should sit in their place and daven. Even though you could get off your donkey, even though you can give the reins or whatever they're holding on to your friend, you don't have to do that. Why? Because he holds that you're not accomplishing anything either way. If you shein daitim yushevus halav, you're not going to be yushevadas. So it's in Omer Rabba v'yitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha karebi. He says that, what are we really accomplishing? If you look at Rashi, she'en daito miyushevus alav, shekasha alav ikuv haderech. Because it's difficult to you, this stopping on the road, you're not going to be davening properly anyway. So even though technically you have someone that could practically hold your animal so it's not going to run away, but you know that you're running late. You know you have to get here and move from one place to the next. And therefore, you're uncomfortable. And therefore, for that reason, he holds you never have to get down. If you look at Tosus over here, it says, Halacha Karebi. Tosus says, what is the halacha? Shul yarin l'mata. A person does not have to get down their animal, off their animal. V'afilu shulu b'makom sakana. Doesn't matter, even if it's not a dangerous place. V'afilu b'mahalich. Therefore, even while you are moving, mispalil, one is allowed to daven. Venu sarach la'achzer panim k'neged Yerushalayim. And you don't even have to worry about turning your face toward Yerushalayim. So, what Rebbe says is very much against the simple reading of what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that really you should do everything to get off that animal. You should, if you can't do that, at least turn your face toward Yerushalayim. Rebbe doesn't hold like that at all. He says that the whole problem is a lack of yishuv hadas. So if a person can daven on their animal, you'll have more kavana than being off of your animal. And therefore, even though you're not standing, but at least better that you should be sitting. And I think, as Avi mentioned, and some people hold like this when it comes to like on an airplane, right? It's better to daven while you're sitting. So even though you're accomplishing your standing, you know, that's what you're supposed to stand during the Shemoneh Esrei. But what type of kavana do you have? And those like little, you have like, you're like bending and this, you have no space and the plane's shaking.
That's why the letter of A came out with them now. Not to have a minion. Not to have a minion, but that people should down by their seat. Rather than, you know, squishing in the back and you're not standing, you're not sitting.
But what do you do in a normal situation? For example, yesterday I didn't know that I was going to get back here on time for Mincha and I would have been in the car. I would have been on the belt.
Then
it's not so easy to pull over, okay? You just want to. You're in a situation that's not easy to pull over. Do you drive and daven, or do you let the time pass and then make up a tashlumin later on?
I would. Just based on the simple reading.
You can't have the kavanah when you're driving, no matter what. You're not going to have the kavanah when you're driving.
No, absolutely not. You probably shouldn't have kavanah. On some level, based on the simple reading of this Gemara, it sounds like you could say it while you're driving, right? But I would also want to believe that you're not, it's not your presheya, that you wouldn't be able to have a tashlumen if you didn't. You know, if I think, certainly if, you know, if a person would be in a makam sakana in this situation, to be traveling on his donkey, I think that's, it's already an oynes. You're not supposed to put yourself in a makam sakana to daven, right? I can't imagine that's what the Gemara here is talking about. Even though Tosus does say v'afil shalob makam sakana, it says you don't have to get off your animal even if it's not dangerous. But that doesn't mean that this person who's riding his donkey davening, it is a sakana. Driving a car and davening may be a makam sakana, putting yourself in a makam sakana. So the question is, not only could you make up the Shemoneh Esrei, which I think for sure you could, the question is, should you daven in that situation? Probably you shouldn't. It's probably better to pull over, unless that's dangerous as well. And you can maybe pull over and maybe not get out of the car, which could also be dangerous on the side of a road.
Right, just to sit in the car.
Maybe sit in your car, at least this way you can. I would imagine that's the best thing to do in that situation. All right. Let's just see the next few, let's see this next piece of Gemara, a very simple piece of Gemara, which discusses the direction in which one davens. We'll learn for just about till 10 after, and we'll stop. Tanurban. Suma, someone who's blind. Misha'eni yachol chavnes ruchos. Obviously, means someone who's blind, and they're not giving him direction as to which direction he should be davening. So Mishenu Yochul Chamnes Ruchos, or anyone who doesn't know their way around, they left their compass at home. Yechav Libo Kenegad Aviv Sheba Shemayim. So you can direct your heart toward Hashem. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Hispalel Hashem. Daven to Hashem. That's it. Daven to Hashem. Haya Oymed B'chutz La'aretz. The person is in Chutz La'aretz. There's a lot of halachas on this, but we're not going to see this today. Let's see the Gemara today. Person's in Chutz La'aretz. So what do you do if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in the United States, or you're in New York? Yechav Nes Libo Kenegad Eretz Yisrael. So you should mechav Nes Libo toward Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar, Hispalel Alecha Derech Aretzam. So a person should daven toward the way of the land. So a person, if you know the way where you are, then you daven toward Eretz Yisrael. If you don't know where you are, and you're somewhere in Chutz La'aretz, then you should place your heart opposite Eretz Yisrael. You should be thinking about Eretz Yisrael while you're davening. Ha'yoymed be'Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not sure exactly where you are. So you should be thinking and placing your heart toward your Yerushalayim. Also, of course, it means if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you have to daven toward your Yerushalayim. Okay. The Pasuk doesn't just say, even though we quoted the Pasuk, it says V'ispal El Hashem, just daven to Hashem, right? But the Pasuk really also says daven derech ha'ir asher b'charta. We didn't say that the original quote, but you should daven toward the city in which Hashem chose you, which is of course Yerushalayim. And of course, that's where it's a little more confusing when you're in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in the United States, we daven to the east, no matter where we are. If you're in Kansas, you're in Miami, we always daven to Mizrach. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't always daven east. It depends on what proximity where you are in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Tel Aviv, you'll daven east, but otherwise you may not. If you're in Yerushalayim, then you should place your heart and think about the Beis HaMikdash. And even if you know where you are, you should daven toward where the Beis HaMikdash stood. Shnemar v'spalu el habayis hazeh. So this pasuk is not in Melachim anymore, but rather in Divrei HaYamim. You should daven toward this house, which is, of course, the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'yomid be'Beis HaMikdash yuchav nes libo keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That the place that a person should dedicate their heart and their thoughts to and their tefillah is the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shne'amar, v'spal el ha'makom hazeh. You should daven to this specific place, and there, in context, going back to Malachim, is referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, this is not really referring to you know where you are, but if you are at least in Yerushalayim, or you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't know exactly where is the Kodesh Kedoshim, so you should think about the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ha'yayimim b'beis Kodesh Kedoshim, what if you are in the Kodesh Kedoshim, which means you're the Kohen Gadol, so what should you think about? Yechav nes libo keneged beis HaKapayot. So you should be thinking about the place of the kaparis, which is the covering of the aron, right? So, even though you're in the Kodesh Kedoshim itself, but there is that's where the aron is. Ha'yayimid achori beis hakaparis. Let's say you're on the other side, then what do you do? Yara atzma ki'ilu lifnei hakaparis. You have to envision yourself as though you are actually in front of the aron. Nimsa, what do we find? Oymid b'mizrach, if you're in the east, which is not us. Maser panim l'marav, you daven to the west. B'marav, which is ourselves, we're in the west. So maser panim l'mizrach, we turn to the east. B'darom, if you're in the south. Maser panim l'safon, we go daven north. B'safon, if you're up in the north. Maser panim l'darom, then they daven south. So even though there's so many people that are davening to Hashem, Nimsa, we find that Kol Yisrael Mechvanim Aslibu Makam Echad. All of our hearts are connected, and that we're all thinking of the same place, namely the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Aron, and Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Avin V'Tamar Rav Avina Maikra. What is the pasuk that supports this idea that when it comes to davening, it's important not just how we're what we're saying, but also where we're facing. The pasuk says, "Kemigdal David savarecha," that like the towers of David is your neck. Banu l'talpios, which is built on this hill. Tal shekol pios poinim bo. It's specifically referring to talpios as a break of two words. A tal, which is a place, a hill, shekol pios, where all mouths or all people are poinim bo, are facing. That all of us are davening in the same direction, and therefore that is the place in which all of us are facing. We'll stop here.